Thank you. As a premium, you gotta give money. I don't know how much that is. Look at the website. And, I found you. This is the Eternal Moon. Up next, Carolina Rainbow.
Thank you.
We just heard from Bo Wanzer, which incidentally is one of the tracks off of the premium for this show. So if you like that, there's like 19 other awesome tracks on there if you want to get the whole thing. And I highly suggest that you do. Front page of the website. You can donate and I'm sure request this premium. Because where else are you going to get this level of entertainment? Before that, Brain Bombs from the album Burning Hell, the name of the track, Wishing a Slow Death. And we started that set off with a Carolina Rainbow from the double LP Rings on the Awkward Shadow. Up next, more music.
Thank you.
You're listening to WFMU.org. This is the Eternal Now. Your weekly dose of obscure electronic new wave experimental and sometimes metal. My name is Andy Ortman. We just heard from a record entitled The Sounds of Love, A to Z, Sensuously Synthesized. One of those 70s electronic records with set-to-sex sounds. I guess there's a handful of those floating around from that time period. The name of that track, Midnight Waterfalls. I can hear it now. All that pink noise cascading over my cerebellum. Just before that, Inertia with Injury Time. And before that, EP Dubois, another French one. Gonna properly pronounce A Hand in the Jungle. We start that set off with Doris Norton, O Super Mac. For those of you who don't know, Doris Norton in the early 80s was a programmer for IBM and Macintosh Computer. And wrote music and wrote programs for both companies, and in my opinion did a lot of innovative early computer dance music. Anyway, speaking of music, here's Jason Les Khalit from an LP, Electronic Music. And if you haven't done so, please go to that main page at WFMU.org and donate some money. You know you want to.
And God, I hate music. I'm old. I'm sick. And God, I hate music. When I was a baby, I loved music. When I was a baby, I loved to play rock and roll. I will be naked, swimming in the Dead Sea. I would be an angel, flying in the sea. I will be a fish, flying in the sky.
She came to me so young. blood bells chime. I do not notice them. I shall not notice them. Yet the blood bells chime. Tommy Catkins still sends his regards, frozen forever on some animal's song. The last thing on his mind is marriage, but the call of home and heart. Yet the blood bells chime. 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 Yet the blood bells chime.
Gone forever.
Okay, we're back from a long set. That was Cant, also known as Jessica Ryland, from an LP on Ultra Eczema. Name of that track, Nothing as Real as It Felt. Just before that, Current 93 from CD All, The Pretty Little Horses. Name of that track, Blood Bells Chime. And segueing again into the premium for the show soundtrack to Infinity. There is a Current 93 exclusive, as all the tracks on the disc are exclusive. There's a Current 93 track titled Black Ship Blood Bells. You can only hear it on that their premium for this year's show. Now you can make your way to that front page of the website, or you know what, even better yet, give them a phone call. They love to answer the phones there. WFMU. And just before that, a track that actually is on the CD, Costas, I Hate Noise, that is on the disc. So if you're into that track, you know, you see the aforementioned comment. Before Costas, Nyagtha Blitz with Satanic Warfare. And we started the set off with Jason Les Kalit, Morphology. Play two more tracks for you here. One track is a soundtrack to a German, I believe, television show. Maybe it was a movie, I forget. We'll start off with that.
Thank you. Su silueta va caminando con el alma triste y dormida. Ya la aurora no es nada nuevo pa' tus ojos grandes y pa' tu frente. Ya el cielo y sus estrellas se quedaron mudos, lejanos y muertos pa' tu mente ajena. Nos hablaron una vez cuando niño, cuando la vida se muestra entera, y el futuro que cuando grande, ahí murieron ya los momentos. Sembraron así su semilla, y tuvimos miedo, temblamos, y en esto se nos fue la vida. La 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 la. Cada uno aferrado a sus dioses, productos de toda una historia, los modelan y los destruyen, y según eso ordenan su vida. En la frente les ponen moneda, en sus largas manos les cuelgan candados, letreros y rejas.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Eternal Now. We had just heard from Fritz Weiland, A Study in Layers and Pulses, from 1961, from the Anthology of Dutch Electronic Music. And just before that, The Blops, who I believe are from Mexico. I could be wrong about that. Los Mementos was the name of that track. And we started that set off with a round pop to wheel. It's kind of, I don't know, it's like a mix of German and French. I'm not sure what's going on with that. I'll have to update that on my notes on the playlist. But anyway, I believe this is pretty much the end of this week's show. And I cannot stress enough, if you love this type of program, commercial free, well, not even that it's commercial free, it's kind of like sifting out all the crap that you really don't want in radio anyway. Or sometimes that's kind of all you're stuck with. I don't know, it depends on what you're listening to. But the culmination of the programs at the station is pretty amazing. And I think you know that. I think you can appreciate that. I think it's worth your time and your effort to just donate some money that we can keep going. And it's not like you're just giving your money away to nothing, you know. You can get a really sweet premium like the one I was mentioning earlier for the Eternal Now. Lots of good bands on there. Borbe to Magus, Magus, Weasel Walter, White Car, who I believe is also playing in New York tonight. Check it out. And going to leave you with a very important message, which might enrich your life. My name is Andy Ortman. You've been listening to The Eternal Now on WFMU.org. Thanks for your time and your attention.
Private speaking, yes, private speaking can be as important to an executive's progress as public speaking. Probably 90% of your ideas are accepted or rejected on the basis of private conversations with your superiors, subordinates, associates, and others. Yet little attention is paid to the technique and skills that result in effective private speaking. Here are some important tips that can increase your skill. Don't try to impress your listener. You sound sincere when you say things you really believe in your own way.
Well, according to the organization chart, a department of this size should have 2 more secretaries. It's incumbent upon me to provide full staff.
Not very convincing, was he? Now, listen to this department head.
John, when I see the amount of overtime we're paying on top of office temporaries, I've got to recommend hiring 2 more secretaries.
Points 2 and 3. Be prepared, be brief. The one follows from the other, because the secret to brevity is preparation. Never, if you can possibly avoid it, speak on a truly impromptu basis. Rehearse every telephone call, if only for 10 or 15 seconds before dialing. And if you're called around to the boss's office, use the 2 or 3 minutes it takes to get there to prepare your thoughts. If you don't know what he wants you for, run through the possibilities. What might have come up? What could it mean to you? You won't be right every time, but your batting average will be significantly better. Now, listen to this young man.
If we don't go 3 shifts before the end of the month, we'll never fulfill our contractual commitments.
What'd he say? The trouble is that people get tired of asking the mumbler to repeat himself, decide it isn't worth the trouble, and thus his ideas never get across. If you think you have such a problem, a simple practice exercise will cure it. Hold a pipe stem or pencil in the side of your mouth and read aloud for 15 minutes every night, trying to pronounce each word as clearly as the impediment permits. Within a month, your diction will be significantly improved. Here is another important tool in private speaking. You have just heard 8 seconds of silence. And silence is one of the most powerful tools at your command. Here's how it can punctuate the answers to a question.
So what would be your recommendation, Tom?
That we put Plan B into effect before the end of the month.
Contrast that with the judicious use of a little silence.
So what would be your recommendation, Frank?
That we put Plan B into effect before the end of the month.
Same words, but what a vast difference in the weight of the recommendation. You might call it poise by pause, because the man who takes his time radiates poise. It can be equally effective to lower your voice to some important point. Never try to outshout someone who's trying to interrupt you. The lowered voice usually gets the attention. Ever suffer from stage fright? Nearly everyone has at one time or another, even in the presence of a single awesome individual. So here are 3 tips for at least controlling. Concentrate on what you're going to say. You'll say it. Knowing the subject inside out creates confidence and calm. Fretting about your delivery builds tension. Second point, shortness of breath. There's an effective way of minimizing it. Simply make sure you stand or sit in an erect position. Slouching cuts the wind. And third, when you are frankly terrified of an individual, whether alone or in a group, try this simple brainwashing experiment. Just before you speak, look right at him and picture him at the wash basin brushing his teeth this morning. No fooling. This mental image of him may be just what you need to address him as a person, which is the secret of all effective communication. Now, listen to this executive beginning a presentation to 3 of his superiors.
Before making any recommendations, gentlemen, let me summarize quickly the major benefits of the alternative products we're considering. First, the Massey-Harris proposal. The expected sales volume for New England is estimated at, well, I don't seem to have the figure. Any case, it's less, I know, than sure.
It seems that at least one piece of paper is back in his office, if not at home. The rule he broke? Rehearse. Always rehearse any presentation. This is absolutely essential. And rehearse out loud with the actual papers or props you'll be using. You can't know how each part of a presentation will go until you've actually done it. Finally, the semi-formal talk, which falls somewhere between private speaking and public speaking, but can be vital to your advancement. First, always check your appearance. A wisp of hair standing straight up or a wing of your collar sticking out can attract more attention than what you're saying. Don't demand attention when you start. Simply stand up and wait. It's better that someone else do the shushing for you, and they will. Third, your hands. Europeans use them naturally while speaking. Most Americans don't. So fold your arms or place the hands firmly on the table, even in your pockets if standing. This way, if they shake, it won't be seen, and you'll avoid such gestures of insecurity as straightening your tie or patting hair in place. Remember, private speaking is an essential tool of modern management. It is also essential to your personal advancement. Listen to these examples and tips until they become second nature to you.